With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. This evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Americans will pause to join a nationwide prayer vigil for victims of last week's terrorist attacks in New Orleans. On the Salem Media Group news program this week on The Hill, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry telling host Tony Perkins he's hoping for strong support from Americans this evening.
We have as many Americans as possible praying on Sunday for the victims, for the families who are going to begin to bury innocent Americans.
To find out how, just text PRAY, P-R-A-Y, to 67742. That's PRAY, P-R-A-Y, to 67742, and we'll send you a link to join the governor, I, and others on Sunday evening praying for our nation.
The nationwide prayer vigil sponsored by the Family Research Council begins 7 o'clock Eastern Time this evening. Also at SRNNews.com, FBI says the man responsible for that attack in the French Quarter had at least twice before been there and recorded video of the French Quarter. The investigation continues into Shamsuddin Jabbar's motives. FBI Deputy Assistant Director Chris Rea.
All investigative details and evidence that we have now still support that Jabbar acted alone here in New Orleans. We have not seen any indications of an accomplice in the United States, but we are still looking into potential associates in the U.S. and outside of our borders.
In the meantime, Louisiana officials teaming up with representatives from the NFL say Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans will be safe. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Brazil defending pro-life advocates.
The group of five says the country's left-wing government broke the law when it censored pro-life ads during the 2022 election cycle. The legislators have filed a complaint with the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, pointing to an uptick in censorship by the administration since 2019. Meanwhile, scores of government officials and free speech advocates from around the globe have issued an open letter to Brazil warning about the erosion of free speech. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The number of abortion clinics that have been closing in pro-life states being balanced by new ones opening in pro-abortion states. There were 800 publicly identifiable abortion providers in the U.S. in May of 2022, the month before the High Court reversed Roe v. Wade. Today, there are 792, Illinois, Kansas, and New Mexico among the states with new clinics. This is SRN News. Well, plans in New York City to charge drivers an additional fee to enter the center of Manhattan taking effect.
The goals of what's known as congestion pricing are to reduce gridlock and pollution and raise revenue for the region's transit system. Governor Kathy Hochul said that the state is pushing forward with the plan. That means most motorists can expect a $9 charge on their Easy Pass if they drive into Manhattan's business district south of Central Park. Those without Easy Pass will pay more. They'll receive bills in the mail. John Scott reporting.
Well, coming up later this week, college football action resumes. Thursday, it's the Orange Bowl. Penn State will be taking on Notre Dame. Then Friday, it's the Cotton Bowl, and it will be Texas and Ohio State. In the meantime, authorities at both bowl sites say security is extra tight. More details at SRNNews.com.